I'm glad you're able to be with us today. We always see in each and every one of you. Trust that you've had a wonderful week. I want to again thank you for all the goodies and the beautiful cards, monetary gift. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. If you ever give me anything in canned jars, put your name on so I can see that you get them back. You know, that's the thing to do when you get stuff in a canning jar. The appropriate thing is to always return the jar. Now, if you don't want to get anything more from them, then just keep it. But if you really liked what was in the jar, return the jar. See that they get their canning jar back. That's the proper thing to do. Anyone have a testimony before I get started? I got to tell you, I was contemplating several messages today. I really didn't have the message last night. And it used to really trouble me, but it doesn't anymore. Because I realize that God's doing the work, not me anyway. And I'm just trying to learn to lean on him. Because he knows every one of your needs. Every one. I don't know any of them. Well, maybe I know some. But I can tell you that God knows everyone. And God's in touch. And so I said, Lord, they're your people. They belong to you. I'm just a little shepherd. They need to hear from you, not from me. So this morning I was looking over some more messages. Laid out on the table. I said, Lord, which one of these do you want me to share today? I kept coming back to this one. I don't know that I've ever spoken on the word anguish. Anguish is a pretty tough word. I like the thought that maybe anguish is bitterness, but it's not quite that aggressive. I think bitterness is probably the end result of when you don't take care of anguish. You see, you have discouragements and you have disappointments, and then you have anguish. Anguish, I guess you could be angry. Because God didn't come through for you. If I were to try to explain anguish, I think it would be deep discouragement, deep disappointment. And every one of us suffer from disappointments. Father in heaven, this is your precious word, and now I know that it will go forth and accomplish everything you want it to accomplish. And thank you for just allowing me to be your spokesman today. It is a privilege that I do not take lightly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's times we felt totally defeated. Despair would be a good word to maybe describe our feeling. Did you ever feel like you were dead inside? Any of you that lost a loved one, a child, would know what I'm talking about. Did you ever feel dead inside? Because all of your hopes and dreams and visions have gone wrong. We may hope for something and we seek God for it. We wait for it expectantly, but we never see it come to pass. And all these things bring disappointment that, yes, can lead to anguish. Anguish is a painful loss of heart. You ever been there? I know you have. A sense of hopelessness. No matter how hard we may try, things just never seem to work out for us. You ever been there? I want to speak directly to those of you who I know that this message will address, who have been overtaken by such anguish. You wake to a cloud hanging over your head every day. As you lie down to sleep at night, this ugly cloud is still there. Your anguish may be over a difficult marriage, maybe a family member, your health, maybe your living conditions. Maybe it has something to do with a besetting sin. What do we mean when we talk about a besetting sin? A besetting sin is a sin that you constantly have problems with. It's an area of your life that's a weakness. And you find yourself constantly battling this. We call it a besetting sin. It's hard to get victory over. You've tried. How many times? Whatever your anguished struggle is, you've lost all hope of joy. You end up going through the motions of your walk with Jesus like a lifeless machine, with no rest or peace. Maybe perhaps you wish you could just run away, but there's nowhere to go to get away from your pain. Well, does that describe any of you? It must, because the Lord laid this in my heart today. Describe somebody here today. Our times of disappointment can be dangerous. Disappointments can bring us to a crossroads where we have two options. One, we can surrender to hopelessness. If we choose to give in to this anguish and disappointment, we'll spend the rest of our days in a fog of unbelief. Lord knows there's some people in that fog today. Of course, the alternative is to give ourselves into the caring hands of our Lord and Savior. And we can say this, I may not understand what I'm going through right now, but I know I serve an almighty God that no matter what happens, He is in total control. And it may not always be easy to say that. Sort of goes along with the last message I had on giving thanks in all things. And sometimes it's very difficult to give thanks in all things, even though we know that this is His will. I've known some devoted men and women in my life. I've got to know them. And I can tell you this, even though as devoted as they've been through their life, they were close to despair. And from what I had witnessed in them, I realized that it was certainly possible to get so shut in with your anguish that you no longer accept any hope from God's word. You no longer trust anybody, no matter what they say to you. We even have trouble trusting the Bible. Become so wrapped up in the disappointments that nothing could deliver them from despair. What about you today? Are you continuing in hurt and disappointments as if you have no God? You're not here by mistake today. This message is for you. Can you still summon a tiny measure of faith? Tiny measure of faith. The Lord is constantly declaring in his word who he is, promising what he'll do. He is waiting for us to come to him and trust. Isaac gave his son Jacob an unusual blessing that helped him to overcome his deep disappointments that he would be facing in life. When Isaac sent his son Jacob away, he gave him nothing for the journey, no cattle, no goats or donkeys, not even a servant. It was highly unusual because you see, in those days, material things were thought to represent God's blessings. But no one in that family knew the excruciating trials that Jacob was going to face. But Isaac gave his son something that would enable him to face any crisis, a treasure far greater than all the riches in the world. He gave him a specific blessing in Genesis 28, verses 1, 3, and 4, we read, "Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, 'May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham.'" Years before God had revealed himself to Isaac's father Abraham as the Almighty God, God knew that Abraham would face many challenges and many disappointments. So he said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward," Genesis 15 and 1. What the Lord was saying, "I am all you'll ever need. I'll be your keeper. Your keeper and faithful, and I'll be able to protect you that so no harm will come upon you. I will be your great reward. Just believe that I am the Almighty on your behalf." And so Abraham believed God, and the Lord kept his word to him. And Abraham became a testimony to the whole world that God truly is the Almighty with all power and all authority. It's probably no wonder that Abraham was extolled in the New Testament by the writers that he has stepped out in faith. He had nothing to go on other than God's word and his name. Abraham would live among enemies who could have destroyed him at any time. He had only just a small clan to start, but God prospered and protected him, and he trusted in the Almighty. Isaac, Abraham's son, also knew that the Lord God was Almighty. And so he sent his son Jacob into the world. Isaac laid his hand upon him and said, in essence, "You'll do just fine if you exercise the faith of your grandfather, Abraham." He survived all his trials. He made it through because he stood on God's name. He relied on the power of God Almighty, and that same God is your God as well. In the middle of the night, Jacob had a dream. He saw a ladder stretching from earth to heaven with angels ascending and descending on it. God declared his blessings and his providence over Jacob through this image of the ladder. It was a vision of God's uninterrupted divine supply to his people on earth. Today, we don't need such a ladder because we've already been given something much better. You see, Jesus has descended that ladder. He came down that ladder. He now lives in each of us. Ministering angels still protect us, but we have the living God himself. He is abiding in us, and he is our endless provision and supply. Jesus came down that ladder to experience our anguish and our disappointments. He took all these things upon himself, feeling every kind of disappointment we could ever face. Lies, rejection, betrayal, abuse, he suffered all that. Our Almighty Lord, who revealed himself to Abraham and Jacob, now brings us his divine might and his power for us so that we're able also to face in all of our disappointments and in all of our discouragements. He is there. Listen to the scripture in Ephesians chapter 3 and 20. "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The Apostle Paul instructed us to draw on that same power very freely in Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Apostle Paul also tells us that everyone who trusts in the Lord has the blessing of Abraham. We read it in our key text. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. That's you and me. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. That's us. So what's so important that we know about the name of God, and not only just his words for us to overcome our disappointments? The book of Exodus chapter 34 and 5. The Lord descended in a cloud. He proclaimed his name to Moses. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there. And he proclaimed the name of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 10, we read these words. Trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. So what does all that mean? Well, let's say that you're battling this besetting or overwhelming sin that you seem you just can't get the victory over. You might think that my temptation is just too strong for me to handle. And so the Lord answers, all the power of the Almighty resides in you through my Holy Spirit. In giving you my name, I have given you my strength, a mighty arm. Mine is a name that you can trust. But you might say, well, Brother Roger, I fear God has had it with me. I failed so many times. He may not be willing to help me now. And I know that God is almighty, but it may be too late for me. Let me tell you, it's never too late for you. Don't you listen to the devil. It's never too late for you. He might want you to think it is, but it's never too late for you. Never too late. God's always there. Don't be discouraged. My name is not only strong and almighty, but it's merciful. I'm very willing to help you. I have all the grace and mercy that you'll ever need. But you might say, but Lord, I have nothing good to bring to you. There's simply nothing worthwhile in me. But God answers, my name is strong, almighty, and merciful. It also is gracious. I don't offer my help because of any good that I may see in you. I do it because I am God, and all goodness resides in me. But you might respond, but I've been sinning for years now. I've gone too deep in my sin. How could you ever have mercy on me? But again, the Lord would have to say to you, my name is strong, almighty, merciful, and gracious. And I have yet another quality which you can trust in, my long suffering. But you think, but I've broken every promise I've ever made to you, Lord. I can't count the times that I've grieved you by sinning and failing and lying and cheating. But the Lord answers back, my name is strong, almighty, merciful, gracious, and long suffering. And yet my name has another quality to cover you. I am abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands. Exodus 34, 6 and 7. You see, he didn't spend all of his mercy on Israel, nor did he spend it all on Paul or Peter or on the New Testament church. He still has much more mercy. He abounds in mercy. I have abundant mercy reserved for you. The wonderful name of the Lord is sufficient for every disappointment you may face, for every anguish and failure that you may have suffered. Every head bowed, every eye closed. God is speaking to you right now, telling you to come out of your anguish and to turn your back on all your disappointments. He wants you to know that he is your endless supply, that he will provide all that you need for every battle that you'll ever go through. Let me convince you that I am everything you need. Let me do all for you. Simply believe in my name and in my blessing, and you'll become wholly dependent on me, and your disappointments will turn to joy and peace. Let me be God to you. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. Lord, that you spoke to my heart too, because there's time of anguish that I've had in my life. And I give you that anguish now in Jesus' name. And these, Lord, who are under the sound of this message, I now know, Lord, that this is a message that you've laid on my heart, because there are some that have experienced the anguish that I spoke of today. They felt dead inside. Lord, I pray for them right now that you'll rejuvenate them, restore them, restore the joy of their salvation. Bring back, Lord, the joy and happiness in their life and peace, Lord, that when their head hits the pillow each night, they're okay. They know that everything is under your control. Thank you for each and every one that's here today. Each and every one that's heard this message. I pray, Father, Lord, that you'll give them the strength that they will need. For, Lord, you abide in their hearts. And if there's any here today that you do not abide in, I pray that they will ask you and invite you to come and live in their hearts so that you may abide there as well. Thank you for this day. Thank you for each and every one today. We pray, Lord, now your blessing on your word and on this place and your people. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Lord bless you.